Treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome back to another fantastic episode on the silsila Treasures of Wisdom, and we hope and pray that you and your families are doing well and are keeping in the best of health, insha'Allah. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. Alhamdulillah, all praises are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as a reminder for each and every one of us, that we should show thanks and gratitude to our most merciful Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, every single moment of our lives, because this is what will grant us success in this world, in the qabr, as well as in the hereafter. So alhamdulillah, dear viewers of Madani channel, today yet again we have another beautiful topic of discussion, and that is something really profound, and something that you and I, we usually don't give much attention to. And that is, we are going to be discussing regarding being calm, calmness, and how important it is. Calmness in a fast world. This world moves so fast, everything is moving so advanced, and how do we maintain that? How do we create a balance in this fast-paced world? So inshallah, to discuss this beautiful topic with me, I have in studio none other than our most honorable guest, Mawlana Abdul Qadir Hafizahullah Ta'ala. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Sayyidi, how are you?
Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal. How are you keeping, Mawlana Sahib?
Alhamdulillah.
MashaAllah, I hope your day has been going well.
Yeah,
alhamdulillah. Well, Munasab, today we do have a very beautiful topic of discussion. And our topic for today is calmness in a fast world. As we know, this world is very fast moving and it waits for no one. Whoever is left behind, they are left behind. So together with that, Munasab, being calm in this world that is so fast, it's very important for a person to be calm, not to be hasty and rushy in the things that they do. So inshallah, today we will be discovering many different aspects and different perspectives in relation to this, as well as the harms of being hasty, the benefits of maintaining oneself and being calm and collected, inshallah. But before that, dear viewers of Madani channel, let us first and foremost mention the excellences of reciting salawat upon our beloved master Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in this regard, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has very beautifully mentioned that decorate your gatherings. Decorate your gatherings by reciting salawat upon me, because your recitation of salawat upon me will be a noor, a light for you on the day of Qiyamah. So let us all collectively, with full of love, send salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In a world that is addicted to hustle and the bustle of life, sometimes, and this is something for us to ponder over, to think about, to reflect upon, that in this world that we are in, you know, the world being addicted to the hustle and bustle, sometimes slowing down and being calm is the only way forward. And whether we like it or not, we are living in a time where speed is praised. I mean, if you look around you, if you look around in society, around the world, you would see fast cars, fast food. Even food became fast now. You get fast success. But what if you just think about it, what if the secret to true productivity and our spiritual growth and lasting success lies in slowing down? Just taking a breath in and exhaling that calmly and doing things calmly. What if we do that instead of, you know, just rushing and doing this, rushing to do that, and everything is in a rush? But little do we realize that in the rush, that in the things that we do, and when we rush through those things and activities, a person tends to make mistakes because of rushing. So today, inshallah, we are going to be unraveling all those aspects that would help us understand how beneficial it is to be calm, and those aspects where we should be hastening towards, where we should actually rush towards. But before that, Murasab, before we actually go on to that, right, let us break it down. And the first part that we would be discussing is about time. Because everyone is always racing against time and wants to get things done. And as we say, that time is always of the essence. You know, time is something that it waits for no one. Whoever misses time, they get left behind. And time, if a person has to prioritize this and use it wisely, then we would see that such people, they don't really rush into whatever they do, because they have a fixed time that they're going to do task A, task B, task C, etc., etc. They have the schedule laid out. And in the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells you and I that, O believers, O people of Iman, seek help through patience and through prayer. Because verily, indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with those who are patient. Allah Ta'ala is with those who are patient. So think about this, that when we feel delayed, instead of stressing about that, and instead of worrying about it so much, instead of having anxiety over it so much, we should be going to Salah. When you feel delayed, go to Salah, not to stress, and go to Sabr, not to shortcuts. Awesome. This is so profound and remarkable, because many a times people think that there are shortcuts in life. Of course, when you're driving on the road, there may be shortcuts on the roadmap, and people may take that to reach their destination faster. But in life, Munasab, are there really shortcuts to life?
They are, but they don't always work.
Okay, right.
Yes, I've seen it through my own experience.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you think, okay, if I do it like this here, you know, it will get it done faster, but it won't get done right. You can't have both. You can't have perfection
right
and haste at the same time.
So in other words,
do something properly, give it its proper due, the time that it takes, and then inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, you'll see its results.
So in other words, like, people would mostly choose quantity over quality.
Yes. That's where we have lack of quality in everything that we do, where there's haste involved.
Right.
But if you want good results, then yes, you need to invest time. You need to fine-tune granular process. You have to meticulously perfect that craft. And then inshallah, the result will be good. And all of this takes time.
Right.
There are stages of anything. Like, for example, if you want to erect a building, you know, yes, you get nowadays 3D printed houses as well. Machine that can 3D print your house in 3D. But there are limitations to it. There's only a certain way that it can do. Maybe 4 or 5 days, the whole house is ready. 3D printed. But it won't be like your traditional house.
Right.
There will be some way you will compromise. It wouldn't be a perfect house.
100%.
As opposed to digging the foundation, laying the foundation properly, and then, you know, then erecting your pillars, your beams, and so on and so forth, reinforcing it, making it, sometimes some houses, they have certain criteria, like, for example, making it earthquake proof, like certain houses, certain technologies that are there.
Right.
So all of this takes time. It gets submitted, the drawing, get submitted to the authorities, then they'll approve and it will come back to you after all the approvals are done. It fits to the norm and the standard of the house.
And I'm so much up. This year it's done calmly. Like the engineers, they wouldn't be rushing.
No, they don't rush. They don't rush to approve it or anything. Actually, there is a delay, and that delay is for a reason.
Hmm.
And it can save us in a long term. For example, like people say, you know, it's a saying in English, Rome wasn't built in a day.
Right.
Right. So there's a reason why Rome wasn't built in a day. If it was up to the people who like everything instant noodle, instant money, instant messaging, instant this, instant yeast and whatnot.
Everything is just instant.
Yes. Mm. And you can have it, but don't count on it.
Subhanallah, Masab. And also, Masab, when we look inside, when we look at the Holy Quran, right, the Quran teaches us that verily man is at a loss. Mankind is at a loss, except for those who believe, for those who do good deeds, for those who advise one another towards patience and advise one another towards the truth. So, good deeds, Mawlana Sahib. Of course, one has to hasten, one has to be quick in going and performing those good deeds.
Yes.
But they shouldn't be rushing in the act itself.
Yes, that's also true. And you can also be proactive. Like, for example, just an example. I went for Jumu'ah Salah, somewhere far from the city of Durban. That's the area called Stanger. And when I reached there, I was a little bit early. When I reached there, Jumu'ah Salah commenced, Jumu'ah Adhan commenced. And then there was another brother whom I met after the Jumu'ah Salah. He's telling me, what time did you arrive here? I said, okay, I just arrived before the Adhan. He said, okay, how do you make it? I said, well, I left early. It's very simple. You know that there is a certain distance and your car can only go a certain kilometers per hour.
Right.
So you calculate, and this is the legal speed limit that I must be going at. If I go anything above and over that, that means I'm putting my life and the life of others into danger.
100%.
Right. So if I safely calculate myself, then I should be leaving at a certain time, maybe an hour. And then on top of that, I always like to keep maybe 10 minutes gap.
Right.
In case something happens on the road. In case I need to stop, maybe the car overheated.
Yeah.
These things are part of life.
For some emergency or urgency that there may be, it's good to
allocate. Yes, or maybe there's traffic, or there's traffic on the road. I mean, that's unavoidable.
Right.
We're not driving flying cars yet, right? So we can't now overcome the traffic.
Right.
So, maybe inshallah soon, who knows?
Inshallah, I mean, with technology being so advanced, you never know.
So, it helps if you are proactive and you make your arrangements and you calculate yourself. Like, for example, I was supposed to be here for Maghrib. I am between Maghrib, Adhan and Salah, there's no gap. Then, if you are habitual of only leaving your home when you Adhan is halfway gone through, then by the time you get there, you might even miss the Jamaat altogether. But if we know, okay, Maghrib is certain time. This is now winter. Maghrib is around 5 o'clock. And subhanAllah, if we, let's say, left home 5 minutes, you know, to spare.
Right.
We came to the masjid, alhamdulillah, if we had wudu, all the better. If we didn't have, we still have time to make wudu.
Right.
And freshen up and then join the Jamaat in time with Takbir Ula. So that would be better, as opposed to you not being prepared at all. And that's like an afterthought. If that is the case, then that means you don't give it enough importance to prepare for it, right?
Right.
If you give something importance, you wouldn't be late for it.
100%.
Or you wouldn't be rushing for it. Because if you're anticipating it, you can't wait.
Yeah.
And you are all ready.
It's your priority.
Exactly.
Hmm.
And when something is an afterthought, yes, we'll come, we'll see, you know, when it comes to that, we'll see. You conveniently forget this, forgetting something, like, it's part of being
naturally
human.
Naturally, it just happens.
You forget things, right? But there's something called conveniently forget something. Meaning, you knew that you got to do certain things.
Right. Decided not to, a person decided to forget that.
Yes, deliberately.
Deliberately, yeah. Subhanallah, subhanallah, you know, that actually really opens our eyes to see that if one has an appointment or anything of that sort, then they should allocate some extra time to be given in case. And you've brought such a beautiful example. I recall my parents would tell me that give at least 15 to 20 minutes in advance and then travel so that you can be safe instead of rushing through and you don't know what can happen on the road. So this is very, very important. And due to haste at times, accidents happen. A person may pass away due to just one individual being rushy and being hasteful. So this is something that we should be avoiding. Also, we mentioned that when it comes to good deeds, right, a person should hasten towards it, hasten to the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But in the act itself, Masab, we see that nowadays, illa mashallah, there are some people out there, some Muslims who don't do this, but for those, you know, who when they perform their salah, for example, they rush through that munasab. And actually what happens is that sometimes their salah may be incomplete, and at times their salah can be invalid. Yes. And this I've came across one narration wherein a person was performing salah and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told that person to perform your salah again. The person, he went perform his salah again. And for the second time, he was told by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, perform your salah again. Third time, perform your salah again. And this person, he goes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and asks him, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell me how to perform salah. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him that the summary of this narration is that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that when you stand for salah, when you're performing your salah, then make sure that you have khushu and khudu in the salah. This, you know, there shouldn't be any rushiness in it. It should be done calm, in a calm and collected way. The ruku should be correct. The sujood should be correct. As Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that the worst thief is that person who steals from his salah. And the companions, they inquired, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how does a person steal from their salah? And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that such a person who steals from his salah is he who does not perform his ruku and his sujood properly. Imagine, this is the worst thief. One whom, also, if you look at it, a thief of this world, right, in a worldly sense, a thief may still get some benefit. He stole something, but he still got the benefit of what he wanted. He got his acquired thing. But on the other hand, a thief of salah is such that he does not gain no benefit at all.
True.
Because he violated the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And at times a person has to repeat their salah again because it was incomplete. And how? Due to a person rushing in their salah, saying, go for the recitation of the Holy Quran, Muasab. Even in acts of ibadah, Muasab, people rush through that. And there's harm in that. I mean, to what benefit a person gets? A person doesn't get any benefit. If we have to really look about it, when we do things for ourselves, how much of time we put into it, how much of effort we put into that, making sure that from A to Z, it must be 100% correct. But on the other hand, when it comes to doing the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then a person wants to do it just anyhow, and as long as it's done, I've done my duty. So this should not be the case. We should show even more importance. We should prioritize on our ibadah even more than us prioritizing on our personal interest, because that is what matters more. Even the Holy Quran Musa mentions that a person should hasten towards the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So here, Musa, we have hastiness on one hand and we have calmness on the other hand. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that calmness is from Allah and hastiness is from shaitan. So when we take the both, Munasab, and we put them side to side, we see that hastiness, what sort of downsides and cons does hastiness have in a person's life? Because a person thinks that by them being hasty, they are actually doing something good. So what sort of downfalls are there, Munasab, towards hastiness?
There are many downfalls, Sayyidi, because mainly hastiness is from shaitan. It is true. There are a few exceptions.
Oh, so there are exceptions in this as well?
Yes.
All right.
And majority of the time, I mean, its harms, we can go on and on about it.
Right.
But its advantages are very few and far in between.
Hmm.
Like, for example, when it comes to doing something good, there shouldn't be any delay.
Right.
Let's say, for example, you had the money with you. You have some extra money. Somebody came and that person is a Muslim brother. He is in need and he asked you for some assistance.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you're going to deliberate over it, you are going to take out your calculator. All right, let me calculate this. Okay. I have any use for this money. Mm-hmm. Okay. After all of that, you're going to look at your investment portfolio. Okay, how much I have invested, if I need to invest more. You have done all your hisab kitab. By the time you're done, it's too late. And that person needed the money right there. And perhaps he may be starving.
Yeah.
Not having food for days. And you are just adding to his problems. This is just an example.
Gee.
And there could be many cases like that. Like, for example, the adhan is going. And you got a pressing matter. For example, you are rushing to close your shop, then yes, you must rush and close your shop.
Hmm.
Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, especially about Jummah Salah, that when the call is given for Jummah Salah, then you must run towards the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and leave business.
Subhanallah.
Subhanallah. And this is where we need to exercise it. So give everything its due. And then there are occasions where we haste unnecessarily. We shouldn't haste in matters where delay is more suitable. For example, you are making dua and you want instantly, by the time you finish your dua, it must be answered. Just like that, like the push of a button.
Right.
It doesn't work like that. Right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows better than us what we need, when we need it. Subhanallah, He Azza wa Jal, sometimes, you know, you may have experience in life that sometimes you will receive something from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It will come out of nowhere and you will see so much of barakah and you will feel okay. And then you would need something and that thing will be there to help you.
Right.
And then you will think to yourself how it all happened.
Subhanallah. 100% Masab. And that actually happens, you know, with regards to what you've said, wherein a person perhaps made dua at one point in his life and later on in his life when he least expects it, that's when it really comes. He sees whatever he made dua for right in front of him. So it requires patience, Masab. It requires a person being patient through what they are going through in their life, because life is not a rat race, as they say.
Exactly.
There is no need for one to compare their life with others. There is no need for you to compare your life with the lives of others. You are in your own lane and you have your own challenges. You have your own obstacles. And that's for you to overcome, not for another person to come in your lane and overcome those challenges for you. No. Likewise, we shouldn't be competing or comparing ourselves with others. We should focus on our own lane, because that's what matters most. Life is not a rat race, rather life is a journey through which we have to take one step at a time and do good deeds with consistency. This is very important, Masab, because some you may get who would rush. They would get this passion in them and this jazba, as we call it.
Fizzy bubbles.
Ah, they get this emotion in them and then they want to jump and they say, okay, I am going to do this. I am going to do that. And I'm going to make something really, really good. And then maybe 1 week later, 2 weeks later, 3 weeks later, 1 month, nothing else happened. Only that one task got done. And then after that, the person just sat back and now he's relaxing. So even this year, Munasab, it's due to haste as well. Because a person is not being consistent. A person, as Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, that the best of deeds, the most beloved of deeds to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, are those deeds which are done consistently, even if they are small. Imagine you doing a certain deed. For example, you are reciting salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam thrice in a day, but you are consistent with that, compared to a person who maybe recites 1,000 salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in one day, and in the rest of the days he's not reciting. Mm-hmm. So consistency is key. And also, together with doing that, we should be calm and collected. Our presence of our mind, our soul, and our heart should be in that. That I am sending salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And there's a very beautiful narration, Masab, wherein it mentions that verily this religion there is ease in it. You know, there's no difficulty in this religion. And no one makes it hard except that it overcomes him. So we see from this that people who are hasty, people who want to do things and overburden themselves, they actually make this deen difficult for their own selves. Whereas in reality, this deen is easy. Deen, this beautiful religion of Islam, is easy. It's just for us to do things consistently, even if they be small. Because Islam is not about rushing to do anything. It's about doing things with barakah. It's about doing things to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as Munasab has mentioned. It's quality over quantity. That is what matters. So, Munasab, alhamdulillah, we have covered quite a few different aspects, quite a few different angles with relation to, first of all, we have started with time, how important it is for a person to prioritize their time. And mashallah, you've mentioned that a person should hasten towards doing good deeds, towards the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, Munasab, there is much more for us to discover. There is much more for us to talk about. And we do have a very beautiful kalam in the praises of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that is actually the famous Qasida Burda Sharif. Alhamdulillah. So inshallah, let us go forward and listen to this beautiful Qasida Burda Sharif. And we will be back inshallah to discuss further in our topic. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salli wa sallim da'iman abadan ala habibika khayril khalqi kullihim. Mawlaya salli wa sallim da'iman abadan ala habibika بك خير الخلق كلهم. محمد سيد الكونين وثاق عليه. محمد سيد الكونين وثاق عليه والفريقين من عرب ومن عجم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأهوال مقتحم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيب
بك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم يا أكرم الخلق ما لي من ألوذ به يا أكرم الخلق ما لي من ألوذ به سواك عند حلول الحديث العميم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم فإن من جودك الدنيا وضرتها فإن من جودك الدنيا وضرتها ومن علومك علم اللوح والقلم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيب بك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم ثم الرضا عن أبي بكر وعن عمر ثم الرضا عن أبي بكر وعن عمر وعن علي وعن عثمان ذي الكرم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم يا ربي جمعا طلبنا منك مغفرة يا ربي جمعا طلبنا منك مغفرة وحسن خاتمة يا مبدي النعم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم يا ربي مصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيب بك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم واغفر لي قارئها واغفر لي سامعها واغفر لي قارئها واغفر لي سامعها سألتك الخير يا ذا الجود والكرم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم.
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم سبحان الله سبحان الله what a beautiful kalam in the praises of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم and this was the blessed qasida Burda Sharif that we have been fortunate to have listened to and it's mentioned Musab that when one listens to the or even recites the blessed qasida Burda Sharif it brings one barakah in their life, it brings one's one barakah in their sustenance, in their family, etc. So we too should take this initiative to recite and listen to the blessed qasida Burda Sharif. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the complete love of His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. So coming back to our topic of discussion in which we are discussing calmness in this fast world. And alhamdulillah, Munasab has shed much light in this regard and has shared beautiful words of wisdom with regards to how we can be calm in this fast-paced world and how being hasty is detrimental as well. So Munasab, to go on further with this beautiful topic, there's also another beautiful angle, Munasab, and that is something that every person does every day, every moment, and that is regarding speaking. Everyone talks, everyone speaks, and it's mentioned, well, experts say that when a person rushes in their speech, when a person rushes as they talk, then they are prone to make some mistakes. They are prone to stutter, to stammer. And sometimes people who are listening, at times they may get even agitated as well. So through this also, we can see how being hasty when one is speaking is harmful as well. So when we speak, we should speak on a moderate level. Not too fast, not too slow, but moderately. We should be in the middle path. And when you do that, you would see how your speech, how when you talk, it becomes more effective to the listeners as well. Why? Because you are being calm and collected, and that is showing your confidence. Otherwise, when you are rushing through your speech, when you are rushing through your talk, that shows and it denotes upon the fact that you may be nervous. Because when a person is nervous, then they tend to talk faster. So take this food for thought, and next time, for those who do talk fast, from this we learn that if in order for us to gain confidence in our speech, I mean, I'm sure there are many people out there, Munasab, who go for these classes as well, you know, yes, in order to give speeches on how to lecture, how to give discourses as well. And this is something that they teach in those classes as well, for them to be moderate in their speech, for them to take pauses as well.
Yes.
And pauses, Munasab, is highly effective. So with regards to the pauses in one speech, Munasab, how is this effective for a person to pause in their speech? Because sometimes the listener may think, why is he pausing? So how is this effective, Munasab?
Well, pauses, subhanAllah, should come naturally.
Mm-hmm.
Because when a sentence ends, there is a full stop.
Right.
Right. There are different symbols used in different languages.
Mm-hmm.
A full stop in Arabic may look different.
Right.
A full stop in English may look different. In other languages, it looks different.
Mm-hmm.
But they are all indicative of one thing, that this is where the sentence is completed.
Mm.
You take a pause, start a new sentence. SubhanAllah. And we get to learn this when we are learning the Holy Quran.
SubhanAllah.
The best example, SubhanAllah. Mm. In the divine speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the Holy Quran, we have Ma'rifatul Wuquf, meaning, right, the recognition of those places where we need to stop.
Hmm.
And there are times where it's compulsory to stop.
Right.
And there are times where you shouldn't stop, because this is the continuation of the same sentence.
Mm-hmm.
So this is where we learn that in the Quran also we learn that, yes, there are certain places we can't stop, where there's la symbol there.
Right.
And then where we must stop, the meme, waqfe lazim,
right,
that you have to stop there, because if you continue and merge the next ayah, the meaning changes.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
So likewise, we should use our discretion as to what the conversation is about. And take pauses because it helps for the next person to understand in context.
And to comprehend what the speaker is saying.
Exactly. Hmm. Because after you listen to something, you need a little moment to comprehend or to internalize what has been spoken or for it to register in your mind first. Hmm. And if a person is talking too fast, then that means the listener is losing half of the substance that you are saying.
Oh.
So at the same time, it's harming the speaker as well. For example, the speaker is talking very fast and then he gets tongue twisted.
Right.
And then it's embarrassment in front of people.
Mm-hmm.
So to safeguard himself as well, he needs to speak moderately. And the best way of speaking is, subhanAllah, the style of speaking of Rasulullah sallallahu
alaihi wasallam. Subhanallah, subhanallah.
Where he would be calm and his speech would be calm. He wouldn't rush.
Mm-hmm.
And subhanAllah, each and every word could be heard audibly when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would speak. He wouldn't speak too soft, nor will he speak too loud.
Right.
He would speak moderately.
Allah, Allah.
So, mashallah, from this we also learn. And even when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam walked, mm-hmm. you know, that also wouldn't be very sluggish, nor would it be very fast paced, but it would be moderate. Subhanallah.
Subhanallah.
So, in everything, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam loved moderation. Like, we are also commanded in the Sunnah that the Sunnah way of walking is not to walk so slow that others start to feel something wrong with him. Maybe he's sick or doesn't have energy in the body.
Right.
We shouldn't walk that slow. And we shouldn't walk that fast that people's eyebrows are raised. What's wrong with him?
Yeah.
Right. So, alhamdulillah. And if you walk moderately, it's normal.
Hmm.
You can't beat normal.
100%.
And this normalcy has been taken away from us in this modern world.
Hmm.
Because everybody is running in this rat race. You know, people don't like to drive below 100 anymore.
Yeah.
Even in the places where the speed limit is 60. So, this is where we lose it.
Hmm. Allah.
And now, at the same time, now if you're on the freeway, there are other cars that are waiting to go past. And you are driving 20, 30 speed. That's mm-hmm. also not right at the same time. No? So we should judge in the moment according to the norm, the standard that's there. According to understanding, inshallah, azza wa jal, and we'll be good.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. And also, Munasab, it made me think of something that even when it comes to eating, you know, people are even hasty in eating as well. I mean, they'll take one morsel, put it in their mouth, and they never finish chew that up as yet, but they'll take another morsel and put them on the other side of the cheek. And now they'll be having two morsels in their mouth. And as they're swallowing one, they will take another morsel and put it in their mouth.
And one is on standby.
One is on standby. Allah Akbar. And this is actually detrimental to one's health as well, because by doing that, it's overburdening the digestive system. It's overburdening their bodies. And due to that, we see that the disease of obesity, it's so rampant nowadays, where this disease is so deadly that it can cause, from one health issue, it causes many other different health issues to occur. So even in this regard too, as per the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, wherein he taught us that leave one third for food, one third for water, one third for oxygen. Look at how Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is teaching you and I how to speak, how to walk, how to eat, how to drink, how to live as a human being, as a complete human being. You want to live as a complete human being? Then we need to follow in the footsteps of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As Munasab has mentioned, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke in a calm way, walked in a calm way, ate in a calm way, drank water in a calm way. Everything that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did was on a moderate level. And this is what we need to implement as well, even with planning. Some people, you'll see them, they'll be planning for any, maybe they want to go on a journey, or maybe they have some activity to do, and planning goes behind that. And in that planning itself, even that planning is rushed. And then when they are in the vehicle and when they halfway across the journey, now they will think, oh, I forgot this, I forgot that, I left that at home, I forgot my charger at home, I forgot to carry a pillow, I forgot this and that. And that was all due to rushing the plan.
Yes.
So even with planning the views of Madhya Channel, we need to plan with patience, plan with sabr. And you will see how this leads you and I to powerful outcomes when we plan properly, wisely, and calmly. So, Masa, are there any incidents for us to be motivated, especially our viewers of Madani Channel, for them to be encouraged, motivated from the lives of the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for us in order to learn how to be a calm and collected Muslim?
Yes, there was a great companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Hudhayfa ibn al-Yaman, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, famous sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He saw an individual performing salah. And then he told him that your salah is not correct. Allahu Akbar. This is something very major what
Allah,
he said.
Allah.
Because this person was hasting through ruku, through sajda, he wouldn't make properly. And ta'dil al-arkan is very important when it comes to making ruku or sajda. You know, to pause at least for the duration of saying subhanallah once. Right? That is wajib. And if a person doesn't do that, then that means he is violating that aspect of salah. And this person was hasting and not even straightening his back when he is in ruku in sajda, meaning he wouldn't pause or anything. So then this person says in another narration to Sayyidina Hudhayfa radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that I've been performing my salah like this for 40 years.
Allah.
What are you talking about?
40 years.
Yes. Sure. You know, sometimes you meet people that they be doing things the wrong way. And you try to rectify them with good niyat, privately, and taking them in confidence, not really insulting the man. So, and you tell them nicely, brother, see, you did like this. It is not right. This is the proper way of doing it. And then he would turn back and tell you, but I have been performing my salah, my sajda, my this, that, you know, for 40, 50 years.
Yeah.
Where you come from and you're talking like this?
Yet? Who are you to come and tell me this now?
So this person wasn't like saying in that tone, but he just narrated to Sayyidina Hudhayfa radiallahu ta'ala anhu that he has been performing his salah in this manner for the past 40 years.
Allah.
And likewise should be the state of our salah when we come to know that this is the wrong way of doing it and we are hasteful in our salah. Then we need to rectify our previous salahs as well. Because performing salah with all of its fara'id and wajibat is very important.
Right.
And if we have missed that, then what's remaining? So it's very important as to how we safeguard our salah. As you've mentioned in the narration, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, yeah, the worst thief is the thief of salah.
Allah.
And the thief of salah is that individual who's trying to do something good, even then he's stealing from there. And we don't really get anything out of it, any good out of it.
Right.
So we need to rectify ourselves and not haste, especially when it comes to our acts of devotion in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Yes.
And when we are making dua, even then we haste. Sometimes you would hear somebody making dua and then it would be fast, zoop, done. and the only chance we get is to barely say ameen. That's how fast they make the dua. Okay. I mean, for us to understand even what the man has said, you need to understand before you say ameen.
Right, 100%.
And you're saying ameen and then the next sentence is finished. By the time you say ameen, the third sentence is finished. And then this is very fast paced. And this is against the etiquettes of making dua.
See, one should actually be mindful of, you know, the etiquettes of when they are making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that the presence of mind and soul should be present there as well. It shouldn't just be them doing lip service, but their whole heart must go into them making dua.
Yes.
And together with that, there are also times, there are special times in which duas are accepted as well. And if one has to grasp that opportunity and make dua in those times, then one can be hopeful that the du'as will be accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Actually, Musab, at any point in time a person makes dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they have to be hopeful that their dua will be accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because a believer's dua is never rejected. Either he would see what he asks for in this world, or it would be stored for him in the hereafter as well. So either which way, your dua is going to be accepted, inshallah ta'ala. So, Murasa, we just have about a few minutes left before we conclude. And with regards to hastiness, of course, there are some things in which a person has to be hasty towards. And one of those is being hasty to or being swift in making nikah. That's one. And the other, when a person passes away, then also to bury them immediately and not delay in that, that also a person should do. And if one has any debt, then they should not delay in that either. Yes. They should pay that off. But now we see, Murasab, that it's the total opposite way. In even if a person passed away, they would still delay the burial. You know, even if a person has debt, they would still delay the debt. Even if a person has the children who is of a marriageable age, then they would bring this reason that, you know what, they need to still get a house, they need to still get a vehicle, they need to still get this, they need to still open up a business, and all of these things. And then by the time they're 30, 31, then we can get them married off. But if we look at the teachings of Islam, the beauty of Islam is that there is wisdom in all of these, that why should we get our children married and not delay in their marriage? Why we should pay off our debt swiftly? Why we should bury the deceased person swiftly and not delay in that? There is wisdom for that. But Masab, all of these here, these pointers and aspects, you know, they say readers are leaders. So inshallah, we would leave that to our viewers of Madani channel for them also to do some read up on this as well. And reading, yes, readers are leaders. And when we read, when we empower ourselves, then we would find that it will have a very, very big impact on us, because we are reading it for ourselves. And when it impacts us, we would want to teach it and empower others as well. So, Masab, are there any parting words from your side?
Subhanallah. You know, the saying goes,
Ji.
In Urdu, Jaldi ka kaam shaitan ka.
Ah. Yeah.
So, it's to haste is the work of shaitan.
Mm, mm, mm.
And many, many instances where we haste and we are not supposed to. And taking revenge from somebody, getting angry. Now, these are the things where haste is to our own detriment.
Right.
Getting angry easily, fast, quickly. Taking revenge the next moment somebody has done something to you.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And these type of things that disturb our peace, these things, if we haste in these things, then yes, it is detrimental. Mm-hmm. And you have mentioned those exceptions. There are a few exceptions.
Jee.
Yes, alhamdulillah. And our beautiful deen of Islam is such, Sayyidi, that it is moderate, it is perfectly logical.
Subhanallah.
Everything makes sense. And you wouldn't find anything in the beautiful deen of Islam that we need to haste, we are commanded to delay. Mm. Or where we need to delay, we are commanded to haste.
Right.
No such thing.
Subhanallah.
So Allah Azza wa Jal has granted us this beautiful deen and its commands in the Holy Quran, the wisdom behind things. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his sunnah provides a practical example for us of those Quranic commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And mashallah, in this way, we learn our day-to-day life, how to do certain things. And subhanallah, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would guide us in every facet of life.
Mm-hmm.
Even in this instance where we were discussing the manner of speaking, the manner of walking, eating and drinking, and many other aspects of life, where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has advised us, okay, to haste in this aspect is not good.
Right.
But and delay in certain aspects is also not good.
Mm.
So Alhamdulillah, both we take from the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and carry forward.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Jazakallah Mulansab for those beautiful words of wisdom. And now, dear viewers of Madani Channel, we have come to the end of this beautiful episode. As always, time is always of the essence. So until next time, pause, reflect, breathe, and remember, in slowing down, in being calm, you may finally find the speed that truly, truly and really matters. And don't forget to always keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom.